Agenda item number nine, the Thayer application.
Other Oyster County application. Okay, so we'll switch gears a little here, and now we're back to the issue of ground that is currently classified as closed by the health department for direct market shellfish. As you're aware, the commission last March voted to no longer accept applications in these areas, but we had quite a few that were already in the in, and I did ask the commission how you wanted to handle those. The direction of the commission was that the staff, contact all the pending applications that were within these types of classified waters and offer them the opportunity to withdraw, and we would reimburse them for their newspaper costs that had already been incurred by them. We did do that. This is one of those. These applicants sought to continue to seek to lease this application. I think you're here, which I'm a little concerned. We did notify them. However, we'll go forward. So these are in Aberdeen Creek in the Gloucester County, and they are in currently in waters that are classified as closed for the direct market of harvest of oysters. They were when they applied, and they still are in that classification. So here is the Virginia Department of Health most recent closure map. This is in the York River. Aberdeen Creek is to the northwest here on this slide, and the entire creek, basically from the mouth upstream, is closed. Again, this is an aerial photograph with the leases superimposed, as well as the application, and the closure area is this striped area. And as you can see, the entire application falls inside of that area. There are a couple of riparian leases, which we still accept applications because the code requires to process those. This is just a little closer view, again, with the application area, and the closure area here is in red. So we did receive this application in October of 2014. And it was a request to lease approximately 10 acres. We did do a public interest review on it. However, the whole area is within an area that's currently closed for the direct market harvest of shellfish. And as I noted, the previous commission action related to both new applications and pending applications. On the applicant's use plan questionnaire provided at the time of the application, they indicated that the area would be used for traditional shelling of the bottom or to cultivate existing resources. They also indicated they would place structures on the bottom not to exceed 12 inches above the substrate. In subsequent correspondence with them, when we were corresponding back and forth about continuing to process this one, they also submitted that they had a new oyster business. And part of this plan of the oyster business, and I think they do own property here on the creek, was to use this area as part of this new business. And, of course, at the time they applied, we accepted the application, and we were processing them up until March of last year, and that they anticipated they'd be able to lease this area and potentially in the future relay shellfish off of it. They also noted that they had talked to the health department during this process, and that a spokesman with the health department had indicated that if the creek channel at the mouth was dredged, which there is some, I believe, movement to have the mouth here, which is somewhat restricted, dredged in the future, that the act of dredging itself might open the creek mouth to more flushing, and that perhaps the health department would reclassify the waters because they'd have better flushing. We did contact the health department and spoke to the actual person they talked to, and while he stated that he didn't think he gave that definitive of an answer, it was more in general that it is possible in some creeks that have very restricted mouths that opening the mouth more could cause more flushing and could in some instance affect the closure classification. But he didn't believe that he really told him that that was definitely a thing that would happen. The applicant did note that whether or not the creek maintains its closure or not, that their plan was to plant test samples of spat on shell from their own operation and then maintain and monitor those in different batches and then document this progress over the next 10 years. They did note that if they were to get this lease and go with this type of plan, that the spat on shell orchards would be a long-term project and would probably not need to be relocated out of the creek for sale or for depuration, but once every 4 years or so to open grounds. So should the commission determine that this pending application in restricted waters should be leased, we would still have to survey it. We have not surveyed any of these that are currently in this pending status in classified waters that are closed. Because we have brought a number of these to the commission, our recommendation has been consistent in light of your action to not accept new ones, to recommend denial of these as well. And as you recall from our previous meetings, the reasons for that, both those actions are the increased workload on our law enforcement for relaying and the threat to public health of some of these orchards actually entering the market without being depurated. And staff maintains that same stand on this one, consistent with the actions you've taken in the past. Per your action, you know, anybody that wants to come and tell you their plan, that some unique reason why you should lease one of these, we bring them, and that's the case here. These people have made an argument that, you know, because they are located here, they have a new business, this is going to be kind of like a nursery area for them, do some experimentation, documentation, that this is the reason that they think maybe you should relax the standard on this particular one. We continue to recommend the same denial, and like I said, should you decide to lease any or all of this area, then we would have to survey it. It could get protested after we survey it, because when we stick the stakes up, there are some other residences in Aberdeen Creek in this area, so there is a possibility it could come back to the commission protested. But if it wasn't and you approved it, we would just then administratively assign it after the survey and the 30-day waiting period after the plat's approved. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Oh, Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Stagg, in the letter that the applicant provided in response to whether or not they wanted to continue moving forward with the application,
right,
they say that this area is obviously in condemned areas, but they may have other ground that's open,
yes,
where they presently...
Yes, they do have other ground, yes.
Is it in close proximity to this?
I believe I have another one in the York River, yes.
Okay.
It's relatively close proximity. So, I mean, they do have a place that they could relay to.
As a follow-up, sir.
Mr. Erskine.
In your opinion, in that area, does it allow for the cultivation that they speak of in the condemned area?
Well, I think oysters, if you're asking whether this is a good place to grow oysters.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm asking the area that is open, not condemned,
yes,
that they currently lease,
yes,
is it large enough where they could do this operation in that area?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's an adequate size lease to do
Thank
a
you.
Thorough amount of activity on. I think this is convenience for one thing, but because they can monitor this much more closely because they live right here. Right at it versus the other one. It is some distance away.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Is the applicant present or represented? Ms. Thayer? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify on this application, either pro or con? Seeing no one. Last call. Seeing no one, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion, Mr. Cedar?
Move we approve staff recommendation and decline it.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cedar and second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion on this matter? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The application is denied unanimously.